Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Welcome into another edition of Health Matters, both online, our podcast, and on WVUA 23 in Tuscaloosa. My name is Mike Royer. We're joined today by Dr. John Burkhart, a medical psychologist on staff here at the University Medical Center and a frequent guest on our program. It's always good to see you, Dr. Burkhart.
Thank you for having me again. It's always good to see you.
Thank you. ADHD. I don't think I heard of it until people my age started having children and they were not paying attention in class and we started dealing with it. In your medical training and experience, how many years have you been studying it, trying to understand it, and trying to help people diagnosed with ADHD?
So just about 20 I'm kind of creeping up on. And, you know, I've seen the change. It used to be ADD,
yeah.
And then you had all the subtypes, and then they combine it for ADHD to kind of combine it to, you know, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And then as we kind of go on and learn different nuances, they're always talking about different ways to subtype it out some more. So it's grown, but it does confuse people sometimes when they say, you know, if they're a little bit older and they used to say, well, I had ADD, but I'm like, no, you really have ADHD. Now you have ADHD, yeah. Right? We just kind of changed the name a little bit.
And that's a good point on something we want to explore today. And that is oftentimes we think children are diagnosed with ADD or ADHD, but this is a real problem for adults as well.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the times when you get talking to folks, it's always seems to be about school. And the only reason it's about school is because it's when it first gets noticed. But one of the things when I see people that you try to get them to understand it, it's more like a life issue. So their thoughts is, I have a son or a daughter that has difficulty paying attention, right? Because that's how it kind of comes up in school. But ADD is not that. It's the inability to shift your attention, meaning to move it from place to place, or if I'm really, really focused on something, i.e. playing video games or something I really like to do, I can't pull myself away to go do something else. So it almost looks like I'm kind of being stubborn or obstinate because I don't want to do it, but really what I have is a difficulty pulling it away and how it turns into more of a life issue. So when they're younger, you might think of it as like not paying attention, crossing the street a little bit more in parking lots and things like that. But if you think about how you do it when you're an adult, think about driving. Right? Think about when we become a little bit later in life, adolescent teenagers, and we're naturally impulsive, but we become even more impulsive because that's kind of the nature of the disorder. Might open us up to use other substances a little bit more, you know? And then even just going on further, you're always trying to kind of manage those things and you're really not sure. And plus the one thing that people often forget is the number is right around like 40% will, somewhere in there will have either anxiety or depression or both, because they've struggled through school, right? Kids, you don't have to tell them sometimes they're different than their peers. They kind of figure it out on their own, even when we do things to support them and kind of help them. And so that also plays into it as well.
Attention deficit probably doesn't show up on the golf course much, or when you're driving your car, or when you're doing something that's sort of routine. But as you mentioned earlier, in something you need to focus on, reading, math problems, school of some sort, that's where you go, oh my goodness, we've got an issue here, because it shows itself more there. Is that accurate?
Well, so if we kind of go back to the kiddos, what happens is when they're younger and they have these difficulties, their homework is maybe 30 minutes. So if they come home and they got 4 hours to do everything, and it takes them an hour, it's not a big deal. But sooner or later, as they age, like when you think about getting to high school, you have 3 hours of homework and 4 hours, and maybe you play a sport or you have another activity. You're going to have dinner. You want to be with your friends. And that 3 hours of homework actually takes you five, because a lot of times one of the biggest complaints I get, whether it's from children or adolescents or college students and even adults, I'm reading something over and over again because I can't remember what I read. I can't comprehend it or integrate it in. And that's one of the biggest difficulties. Or I just have problems getting started. Right? I know it's going to take me a really long time, and I just really have a difficulty kind of kicking that off.
And not maybe looking at the small bites of it, but looking at the mountain and thinking, that's too much, I can't get all this done.
Sure. And it's just how individuals, that you treat with ADHD, it's just, it's kind of one of those symptoms that's pretty easy to do, like short and quick, and I can do that and it's fine. The things that are really long, and more importantly, I know they're just gonna take me a long time to do. So let's say you're really good at math, but you're not very good at English. Well, you're gonna knock math out, no problem. But then when you get to English, you're kind of like, nah, I don't want to, because you know it's gonna take you so much longer and you just don't want to.
Like all challenges, there are degrees of this, I guess so minimal. People may not even notice that they have any form of it, but some can be almost debilitating where you cannot function well if it's advanced enough.
I think it all depends on your job and what you're doing and how you're going about managing it. I'll tell you one place that's kind of sneaky. You see it sometimes in relationships. What happens is we always have those old stereotypes where in the traditional marriage, the wife says, my husband doesn't listen to me, right? And I tell him these things.
My wife says that.
Right, and says it over and over again. I have to tell him all these things.
She says some other things too, but I don't remember.
Well, that's probably a good thing, right?
I wasn't paying attention, yeah.
You forgot, right?
Yeah, I forgot.
But if you think about it and you compare her having to tell him to take out the garbage or do this chore, and then she says, well, he gets it outside the door and he leaves it there. Well, that's no different than little Billy, who's 10, doing the same thing. Little Billy's just now a grown man and hasn't really been treated. Something happened along the way. Yeah. Little Billy got distracted, put the garbage there, never finished the task. Older Billy, same idea, right? Something happened, I had an idea, don't forget to do this, and I have all these unfinished things laying around.
Let's, in the time we have remaining, let's talk about what you're doing for people dealing with ADHD. We want to come to doctors like you and you just fix things. I know you'd like to be able to do that.
Yes.
But what are you doing here in 2021, maybe differently than we did 20 years ago? What are you doing to try to help people?
So I think one of the biggest things you have to do is provide them with some education so they know what they're in store for. Everybody always thinks about medicine, right? And there's a lot of use for it, but then also in today's day and age with concerns about abusing medication, there's something else. But also people get confused. They start, for stimulant medication, you start taking it and right away you notice it, right? And for the first time ever, you're able to attend and do these things. Well, what happens is after a while, your body gets used to it like anything else. And they make the misperception is now it's not working, I need more. And it's like, no, that's not it. You just can't feel it working anymore. It's still doing the same thing. What we have to do now is add the behavior component, right? So if you're having difficulties, let's just say you're a grown adult, but you're struggling at work. Well, you take your medicine, like I can focus better, great. Let's make you a reminder list. Let's look at your calendar. Let's do these behaviors that help get you organized so you can do this. Like that's what the medicine is allowing you to do. And so now you have that intervention along with a lot of behaviorism, which is a lot of the treatment for ADHD is, right? And also just kind of recognizing, hey, if these are really big, long tasks, I'm probably not gonna wanna do it. So how do I get them, like you said earlier, to be shorter, but more importantly, what do I do well and won't, you know, what don't I?
People that deal with this, know they deal with this or care about someone who deals with ADHD, their primary physician would refer them to someone who specializes in this area, such as yourself or some other physician. That's the best first step for people to take.
Oh, absolutely. It's always a great idea to go see your primary care physician first. And some, depending on their level of training, might be more comfortable prescribing the medication part as long as, you know, they're comfortable with it. But there's still that behavioral piece. You know, there's another thing that I often use is there's a website for individuals with ADHD, and they seem to have a lot of good referencing and support groups. So I'm always trying to look for things like that to some way to other to engage them, mm-hmm. right? And since it's geared to them and I get some good feedback from individuals I talked about, I'll tell them to do things like that.
And is there a website you'd mention?
It kind of changes when you type it in, but it used to be add.org.
Okay.
And it had all this information and behavioral and classes, and it was really nice, right? Instead of going to buy a book, because people sometimes, especially nowadays, may not read it, but the website, they can kind of cruise it and find what they need.
If that's not the exact website, I'm sure if you Google and do a little bit of searching, you can find mm-hmm. good information online.
There's lots of good information, and I think the other part, too, is I don't think people realize how many successful people have actually kind of had ADHD or a little bit of it and been okay in life, and that's always one thing that you kind of have to tell them because they don't feel like they could be successful.
Dr. John Burkhardt, you help us get along okay in life with good guidance, good advice. We appreciate your expertise. Thanks for joining us on Health Matters.
Well, thank you for having me.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, Visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.